Concert for Two Pianos and Tape Recorders by Terry Riley. I know little about this music, and I have not seen the score, so I apologize for any inaccuracies in my description of what is going to happen. I believe the two piano parts are improvised, however improvised within certain limitations, in that there are fragments of melody, certain prescriptions which are given to performers, and then the arrangement of these elements is left to chance. Really not chance, left to the selection of the performers, and whether or not chance is a real element here is open to question, since the performer may prefer this or that, and who knows on what basis the very rapid choice of these elements is made. But at least there are things over which the pianos improvise. As for the tape recorders, the sounds we hear are from natural sources, which have been changed through electronic means, that is, of altering of speed, usually, or direction, perhaps, of the tape. What kind of natural sounds? I am not sure, but they would probably include scratches on objects or dropping of objects, any kind of sound which might be made and then treated by a tape machine changes. This technique is not new. It was one of the most important ones used by the composers of Musique Concrète in Paris after the last war. It is really amazing what happens, for instance, to the sound of a cymbal if it is changed and altered by tape sounds. Are we getting sound down the stage now, Jim? I'm going to open up the mic. It seems that something has already happened. No, we have really not begun, but in this music one is not always sure, and I seem to hear some kind of metallic sound coming from the stage, and I thought perhaps the composition had already begun. Our performers are, what is this? They are preparing the piano by placing something on the strings inside the board. Lamont Young is under the other piano, and I am not sure why, but I think so that we don't miss any of this performance of Concert for Two Pianos and Tape Recorders by Terry Riley, performed by Terry Riley and Lamont Young, I will turn you down to the stage. Thank you.
You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. The first track was Concert for Two Pianos and Five Tape Recorders, recorded in 1960 with Lamont Young and Terry Riley. And after that, we heard Nam June Paik's homage at John Cage from 1958. The next track is a long track by called Text of Light, named after the film by Stan Brakhage. And this is by Lee Ronaldo, Alan Licht, Uli Krieger, DJ Olive, and Christian Markley. Thank you.
Thank you.